an audio drama from 2E Production. The Override Protocol, Episode 2, The OPD.
Cassie, we gotta go now before the voice wakes up. Just ensure you do not mention this conversation. Your life depends on it.
Understood.
Okay, let's get out of here, Dan.
Wait, you never told me who you are?
Cassie, I'm Jason. I'm your husband.
What? But I...
It's okay, Cassie. I know it's a lot to take in. I'll explain later. But we got to leave now.
Okay. What now? What the...
What? Who?
What? What happened?
What the hell is after happening? Where are those two men gone?
They ran away. That way.
What the fuck did they want?
They mugged me. They took all the money that I had.
What did they say to you?
Nothing. They just demanded the money and left. Nothing else.
Did they take the syringe gun? Or ask anything about it?
No. It is still over there. All they took was the money. Nothing else.
Good. Did they ask any questions?
No. All they were interested in was the money. I gave it to them and they left. That is all that happened.
Did they tell you who they were or why they wanted to mug you?
No. Apart from looking for the money, they said nothing to me. My guess is that they are just some desperate junkies.
Okay, then. Let's continue our work. But we need to get you some sort of a weapon. Maybe a gun. We need to be able to take care of these types of situations.
But I don't want a gun.
You'll do whatever you're told. Now get the suitcase. We have a lot more work to do here.
Okay, that's another injection done. How many more of these are you gonna do?
You'll keep doing them until I tell you to stop.
Well, there can't be many junkies left here that we have not already injected.
Don't worry. We'll finish the rest of them later. But right now, we have an updated order to follow. We have to collect a delivery at 3 p.m.
A delivery? So, what's going to happen now?
We're going to head over to that other abandoned warehouse over there. I'll tell you more once we get there.
This building is even more run down than the last one. What kind of delivery are we looking for in here?
We are looking for another suitcase. It should be black, with a ribbon on the handle.
But this building is massive. Do you have any idea where this suitcase was left?
It should be on this floor somewhere. We should be very close to it. Just keep searching. We should find it shortly.
Okay, I'll try over there then. Wait, what was that noise?
Be careful. There should be no one here. We are only supposed to pick up the package, not meet anyone.
Okay, I'll be careful and check it out. I don't see any sign of a suitcase here. Wait, there is someone over there.
Fuck! Look out! It's the guys with the taser again. You tricked me! You fucking tricked me! You fucking double-crosser!
Ah!
Cassie, are you okay? Cassie, are you okay?
Cassie, can you hear me? Cassie, are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm just a bit weak after the taser shock.
Don't worry, we've got you now.
But the voice is really angry with me. He knows I double-crossed him. I think he will kill me.
Don't worry, Cassie. We're working on it now. We're going to stop that voice from returning. Dan, is that new subroutine implanted yet?
Almost. I'm working as fast as I can with the scanner. Okay, done. New subroutine implanted.
Brilliant! Good job! Cassie, Dan has loaded a new subroutine with the scanner. It basically puts the voice into an infinite boot loop. That means the voice will not be returning.
So, does that mean that he is gone forever?
We'll need more time to completely disable him. But for now, he is temporarily disabled.
Good. Now you can tell me what the fuck is happening.
Not yet. We've got to get out of here first. It's too dangerous here. We don't know if the voice requested help from the OPD. We'll head to a safe house. I'll explain everything there. Okay, Cassie. This is our safe house.
It looks more like a computer server room in here.
I know, but it also doubles as our computer server room. Since we lost access to our lab, We needed a place to continue our work.
So, now that we are in the safe house, can you please explain to me what the hell is happening?
Okay, Cassie. It's a long story, but I'll do my best. So, I'm your husband, Jason Anderson. This is our work colleague and best friend, Dan Lewis.
Great to have you back again, Cassie.
Thanks. Sorry, I don't remember any of you.
Don't worry. We'll work on your memory later. It'll just take some time.
So, how did we get caught up in this big mess?
It all started soon after leaving university. That's where we first met up, in university. We were studying deep learning for autonomous systems and robotics.
What the hell is that?
It's basically AI design. We specialized in designing, developing, and creating AI models. These models would determine how AI learned and understood anything. And we were good at it. Really good at it. Top of the class by a long, long way. Our final thesis on a new AI model gathered huge interest from external companies. Initially, we decided to go for our PhD, but that course was way too restrictive for us. It was holding us back from our new AI model design. So that is when we decided to leave university and start our own company. Our company was called Sentient AI Labs, which specialized in self-evolving neural technologies for intelligent networked entities and thoughtful systems.
What? You've completely lost me now. What does that mean in layman terms?
Sorry, Cassie. I sometimes forget that you've lost your memory. It basically means that we were working on a way to integrate AI with the neural network in your brain. We wanted to help the world. For example, one use of our product would have been to remap the neural network for anyone that was paraplegic. This had the potential to change everything.
So, this would help handicapped people to walk again? That sounds incredible.
Exactly. We were making huge discoveries with AI integration, and that is when we met Dan. Dan is a biological and neurological specialist. He also has a deep understanding of AI and is a really good hacker. We soon hit it off, and with Dan's help, we were able to make huge steps in AI integration on the neural paths in people's brain.
To put it simply, both of you built the AI side to issue the commands, and I worked out how to get the neural paths in our brains to accept these orders. Any neurological problem a person could have could be potentially cured using our product.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. That would be life-changing. It would give people the ability to walk again. That's amazing. But wait, I'm guessing that if we give AI access to the neural network, then there is potential that it can be used in nefarious ways?
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. Our company soon attracted attention from some very shady and very evil people that wanted access to our technology. We needed lots of money to carry out the research to achieve our aims. That's when the OPD buyout started. They bought the company and promised us the funds that we needed. Initially, it was brilliant. The OPD provided us with unlimited funds to carry out the research.
What the hell is the OPD? What company has unlimited funds?
We desperately needed funds to complete our goals, and the OPD was the company that bought us out. There were so many red flags that we did not notice what the OPD were doing. We were blinded by the money. As we made huge breakthroughs, our product was developed in record time. And that's when the problem started. The OPD was always shrouded in secrecy, even from day one. Once the product was functioning, they introduced new secrecy and non-disclosure rules. We were tasked with writing new code, but we had no visibility of the overall picture. We were blind and could not see what they were using our code for.
But I keep hearing the OPD name. It sounds like they are a massive company, but I've never heard of them. What the hell is the OPD?
As crazy as it may sound, with all the secrecy and non-disclosure clauses, we were not entirely sure either. And as things were taking a sinister turn, that's when Dan decided to hack into the OPD mainframe and do some investigation. That is when we found out about the Override Protocol.
The Override Protocol? What's that?
The Override Protocol is a top-secret objective being carried out by the OPD, or as we later found out, the Override Protocol Division. The Override Protocol Division is a quasi-government office with links to some secretive private organizations, mainly military and pharmaceutical. They had one goal, to create and use AI implants that can take complete control of the human host.
What? Was that what I had inside my head?
Unfortunately, yes. That's what's in your head. The OPD tricked us into creating this monster. The AI model is contained in a small module, which is then injected into the subject. Once inside, it starts to link into the host's neural network inside your brain.
Oh my God! Is that what I was injecting into those junkies?
Yes. Unfortunately, they are now all infected with an OPD implant.
But why? What are they going to achieve by injecting junkies?
At this stage, the product is still not fully tested. So the OPD are now doing live human trials, using the junkies as human guinea pigs. I mean, who really cares if a junkie is found dead?
Oh my God, they did the same testing on me. They could have killed me.
They want you dead, Cassie. In fact, they want us all dead. We know too much.
But the voice said that I was a junkie that overdosed. That makes no sense. Why didn't they just kill me outright rather than going through all of these steps?
You weren't a junkie, Cassie. You're a CEO of a large AI company. They just wiped your memory so that it would not draw too much attention to the company if you were found suspiciously killed. Also, they implanted an OPD module into your brain for two reasons. One was to keep tabs on you in case you recovered from the overdose. Secondly, they wanted the AI module to pull as much information from your brain as they are still finalizing the product.
You mean that the AI module was copying out the information from my brain?
Potentially, yes. We know that the OPD were working on cloning brains, but we're not 100% sure on what stage they're at. We have just been focusing on the AI module at this stage.
What exactly does this AI module do?
Well, once the AI module is injected into a human host, it immediately begins implanting itself into their neural network. It then takes about 30 minutes for it to fully implant. This is the first stage, which is called the passive stage. The AI module just fully tracks your neural network and then just sits there in a passive stage, waiting for the orders to move to the next stage.
So, at this stage, the human host is not aware of the danger that they are in?
Yes. Nothing really happens until we hit stage two. This is called the active stage. In this stage, the AI module starts to issue commands and instructions to the human host. As the AI module has complete control over the host's neural network, they can cause pain in numerous ways. They can force the host to carry out their orders, and if the host resists, the AI module can inflict pain or even kill their hosts.
That was the stage that I was at?
Yes. You were at stage two, and I'm sure that you got a good idea of what the AI module was capable of doing.
Yes. It was terrifying to know the amount of power that it held. It's also scary to think about how that power could be abused.
And it's even scarier when you find out that the AI module has four stages in total.
Four stages? Oh my God, what are the other two stages?
This is when it gets really terrifying. Stage three is the takeover stage. This is when the AI module takes full control of the body. The human host can do nothing at this stage, only watch. This stage does not last long, as the AI module soon gets into stage four. Stage four is the zombie stage. The human host is now effectually dead at this stage, and the AI module has fully learned the host's personality and mimics it, so that no one will notice the change.
My God, that's terrifying. You mean that on stage four, the human host is now fully controlled by AI and it's able to mimic the host perfectly?
Exactly. That's why it's called the zombie stage. The human is effectively a living zombie at this stage. We also suspected that the OPD had planned that for you, so that they could use you to draw us out. We know too much about the override protocol, and they need to get rid of us.
That is just crazy. I can't believe that it was inside me. Oh my God. Is it possible that it is still working inside me?
No, it's not possible. It's disabled at the moment, so it's not able to interact with you anymore.
Good. I've had enough contact with that AI module to last me a lifetime. It's just terrifying to think about what the override protocol is capable of. I mean, if one person is infected, then it's possible that the OPD can get them to infiltrate anywhere. They could get close to anyone, so assassinations would be much easier to plan. And if multiple people are infected, then the OPD would have their own secret army. An army that they would have full control over, and an army that will never question any order, no matter how crazy that order is. That is absolutely terrifying to even think about it.
I agree, Cassie. But the override protocol has an even more dangerous secret.
More dangerous? How is that even possible?
For the override protocol to work, it requires a huge veil of secrecy. However, it has one weak link.
What weak link?
At the moment, the AI module is small, but it still requires a syringe gun to inject it into the human host. That leaves a large lump on the back of the neck. You should have one, Cassie. On the back of your neck. Have a look.
Oh my God. Yes, I can feel it. It's quite large, so it's very noticeable.
Yes, it's very noticeable. so there is no way that the OPD could create a secret army with this AI module, as it's too easy to detect. That's why the OPD have been working on creating Stage 2 of the Override Protocol.
Stage 2? What the hell is that?
Stage 2 is to change the AI module size. At the moment, the AI module is inside a physical shell. But the physical shell is as small as we can make it. It's not possible to shrink it any further. So we looked at other options. Dan, you can probably explain it better than me, as this is your specialty.
Sure. So for example, the human brain is probably the greatest computer that was ever invented. But the brain does not require any hardware to make it function. So, to put it simply, the human brain runs on neurons, the main communication cells that transmit electrical and chemical signals, which in turn make the brain function.
I don't get it. What has that got to do with the AI module?
Well, we needed a way to artificially synthesize these neuron cells, and believe me, that was not easy. But we were able to use the unlimited funds from the OPD to achieve this. We eventually created a biological base that the AI could now be loaded onto.
But I still don't understand. How does that help the override protocol?
Don't you get it, Cassie? Using the biological base that Dan created, we no longer needed the physical shell to host the AI module. There is no longer a requirement for the syringe gun.
So why did they get me to use the syringe gun? Why didn't I just use this new method?
Thankfully, the biological host is not fully finalized yet. They also need to review how the AI bot itself works, as it will be the same AI bot that is in the physical and biological hosts.
So, the only real difference between the physical and biological hosts is that with the biological host, you will not have any marks or lumps on the back of the neck that makes it noticeable?
No. It's not just the ability to disguise the infection. The biological host opens up a more frightening scenario.
I just don't get it. How could the biological host be any more frightening than the physical one?
Because the biological host can be delivered using any standard injection.
I guess that would speed up the delivery of the AI module.
It's not only that. The OPD have something absolutely terrifying planned for the override protocol.
How on earth are they going to make the override protocol any more scary?
It's the second part of the override protocol, and they are very close to completion on this project. First, they have created a new strain of virus that they are going to release into the world, creating a new worldwide pandemic that will infect millions of people all over the world.
So, this will be like the COVID pandemic?
Exactly! And this virus has the potential to infect nearly everybody in the world. The OPD will then wait for the panic about the pandemic to fully kick in. Once there is sufficient world turmoil, the OPD, using their pharmaceutical contacts, will then release a vaccine.
Oh my God! And this vaccine will also contain the AI module?
Exactly! They will silently infect millions of people with the AI module.
This is absolutely fucking crazy! The OPD will have created a worldwide army that they can activate anytime they want.
Exactly! This weapon is now way more powerful than any nuclear weapon. Having this amount of power makes the OPD the most powerful force in the world. They will have the power to overthrow any government they want.
Oh my God! This would turn the OPD into a world-dominating force. We can't let this happen. We have to stop them. We need to warn everyone about the override protocol. We need to break this story to the press. It's the only way that we can hurt the OPD.
Unfortunately, that is not an option for us. We can't go public about this right now.
What do you mean that we can't go public about this? You've just told me that the OPD are about to create a worldwide pandemic and then release a tainted vaccine that will infect most of the public with a killer AI module. There is no way that we can withhold this.
There is something else that you need to know, Cassie. The OPD still have a way to threaten us and force us to keep quiet.
What on earth could the OPD hold over us that would prevent us breaking this story?
Cassie, the OPD have Jenny, and they are threatening to harm her if we reveal anything about the override protocol.
Jenny? Who's Jenny?
Cassie, Jenny is our 10-year-old daughter.
Oh my God. I can't take any more of this. I don't even remember that I have a daughter.
Don't worry, Cassie. Your memory has been wiped. There is no way that you could have known.
But what are we going to do? We can't let them harm Jenny. How on earth are we going to stop the override protocol?
We have a plan, Cassie, but you're not going to like it.
A plan? What plan?
There is only one way that we've found, that we can infiltrate and stop the OPD. Cassie, I'm sorry, but for the plan to work, we are going to have to re-enable the AI module in your brain.
No!
An audio drama from 2E Production, The Override Protocol. Written, edited, produced, and directed by 2EProduction.com. AI voices provided by 11 Labs. Sound and music effects by 11 Labs and Pixabay.